You are listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program for the last Refresh radio program in the month of April. Monday will be May the 1st, which is a great month to have a birthday. I will just say that a lot of wonderful people that I know have birthdays in the month of May, and I'm just glad that I get to hang out with them. So hope that you are having a great week. You've got plans on having a great weekend as well. So would like to take this moment to invite you to Merritt Assembly of God for our worship services on Sunday morning. We are very thankful for what God is doing, for what He has done, and what He is preparing us for what He's going to be doing. And so we are very, very thankful for God's direction. But if you do not have a church home, I'll be honest with you. I try to be honest with you all the time. I'll be very transparent with you. I don't watch the news a lot. In fact, there was a weather disturbance that happened several months ago. I don't remember exactly which one it was, but I ended up watching the local news for just a short period of time for the weather and didn't remember when it came on that particular station or whatever. And just watching the local news for a short period of time, I was sitting in my chair and I said, oh yeah, now I remember why I don't watch the news. And I will tell you that things are changing. The Bible talks about that the form of this world system, that it's falling apart. I had a conversation with a minister years and years and years ago. I believe down in Melbourne visiting my wife. I was going to take her lunch, and she worked right around the corner from the mall. I went in and grabbed something for us to eat and took it over to where she worked. But I ran into a minister friend of mine who's since been promoted into the presence of the Lord, and we were talking about the things that were going on then. This is 10 years ago or 15 years ago. And I'll never forget his response. He said, Bob, and he said it just like that, Bob, the things that are written in the Word of God have got to come to pass. And the Bible paints a very dark spiritual condition on the world stage prior to the return of Christ. I will tell you this, light shines brightly in the darkness. But as the patterns of this world, the forms of this world system begin to fall apart and deteriorate, you don't want to find yourself alone. You don't want to find yourself out there trying to figure it out all by yourself. You need to be in the house of God. You need a body of believers who are going to be there and say, God's on the throne. And build each other up in your holy faith. You know, we need to be looking out not only for our own needs, but for those around us. If you don't have a church home, I want to invite you to Merit Assembly of God, where we would be honored to walk shoulder to shoulder with you in the path of victory for the glory of the Lord. So, verse number 16 of 2 Timothy is where we're going to begin reading today, the third chapter. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be completely, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So if you will allow me, there are several phrases. We will come back and touch on those. I just want to put the beginning of the sentence with the ending of the sentence, talk about that, and then we will look at the various tools, the stages, the methods that God uses to make that happen. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So my message to Merit Assembly of God on Easter is that it was titled Dangerous Faith. Dangerous Faith. When the religious leaders saw that Jesus was dead, that he had been buried, they went and they said, we remember what he said, so we want you to post a guard on the outside of his tomb to make sure that the disciples don't come and steal his body, and then the latter situation would be worse than the first situation. All that time, they didn't believe anything that he said, but yet when it came to the fact he said that he was going to rise from the dead, all of a sudden there was this little voice in the back of their head said, what could we do to make sure that this doesn't happen? And they thought that a stone with a seal on it guarded by soldiers was going to prevent the omnipotent King of Kings and the Lord of Lords from doing anything. They realized that faith was a threat to what they had in mind. They didn't just crucify Jesus because he was perfect. They crucified Jesus because they knew that they were on the verge of losing their authority. And I'll tell you, if you have authority that comes from any source other than God, it's a very precarious authority in the first place. So God gives us the scripture. He breathes the scripture that you and I, as the people of God, the men of God and the women of God, that we may be complete. I have heard it said that if you have a believer and you have the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but you do not have the Word of God, you're going to have fanaticism. If you have a believer and the Word of God, but you don't have the gifts, you will invariably have legalism. But what happens when you have the people of God and the Word of God and the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Holy Spirit? What you have then is you have a powerful movement. And so I read an article several weeks ago about a person who was talking about they were going through a very difficult season in their life. And the term that they used for their condition at that time is that they were broken. All of us have reached a stage of brokenness at some point in time. We are not whole without a holy God living inside of us. Somebody said there's a God-shaped hole inside of each of us that only God can fill and bring any sort of satisfaction. And so a lot of people look to be made complete through other people, through finances, through fame, through celebrity status. They look for completeness to come in relationships and experiences. And there's only one way that you and I can be made complete, and that is when the God-inspired, God-breathed, expelled from the lungs of God, word that has been settled forever in heaven and on earth, when that word and the God who breathed that word come into your life, you're whole. You're complete. You know, I've had to go to more doctor's offices in the past few years than I think I've ever had to go through to in my whole life. And it's like, this is not fun. And along the way, I've picked up some little clues as to when I was going to get a good report or when they were going to give me a report that wasn't all that good. And I look forward to those good reports where they say, okay, this is now complete. You're able to move forward here. Okay. That the man of God may be complete. And here is what it concludes: thoroughly equipped for every good work. If you feast on the word of God, the God-breathed word of God, not a dead word, not a legalistic word, but the God-breathed word, then you are going to be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So when we go on a trip, My wife and I pack in two entirely different manners. And I'm kind of the person that's like, okay, I'll pack in a couple of hours. I'll get to it. And I've got it down pretty good to a routine, but I'm looking to take as little on a trip as I can get by with. I'm not looking, you know, to have to rent a U-Haul just in order to haul all of my suitcases. My wife, on the other hand, and there's some reasons behind this. Whenever we go someplace, it's like, okay, I want to be thoroughly equipped. I want to be ready for anything. And so she's got outfit A, B, C, D, E. And if we put the two different suitcases side by side, if they were identical, you could tell which one is hers and which one is mine just as soon as you tried to lift it. Why would we starve ourselves from the Word of God when that means we are going to be insufficiently prepared should the devil come and tempt us? Because Jesus warded off the temptation in the wilderness by quoting scripture. We hide the word of God in our heart that we might not sin against God. We need to feast on the God-breathed word of God in such a manner that we are prepared for every good work. Every good work. So what does that look like? What does the process look like? And so it says that the all scripture is given. It's given by being expelled from the lungs of God and is profitable for doctrine. That is a dirty word in many people's modern vocabulary. Doctrine is truth that is grounded in the word of God. It is not grounded in a celebrity talk show host's opinion. It is not grounded in Supreme Court decisions. It is certainly not grounded in legislation that comes out of Washington, D.C. It's certainly not something that is produced from the media. The Word of God, the God-breathed Word of God, is profitable for doctrine. That means knowing what to believe. Knowing what to believe. So several years ago, we've had some interesting Easter services through the years, and several years ago, before my daughters got married, we did one where we had a video clip of that they were recording a person that you know, was the resurrected Savior walking throughout the community, and how the news media would say, well, this is fake news. That's what the religious leadership said. You know, if news of this reaches the governor, we'll make sure that we intercede on your behalf, folks. Anytime somebody says something like that, you'd better be careful. By the way, that would have been one of the easiest things to disprove. If they knew where the body was, they would have produced it and said, we made a fool out of you, and all of that. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, it radically changed the disciples. The resurrection emboldened them to such an extent that when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, within a few decades, they had turned the world right side up to a large extent. The Word of God is profitable for knowing what to believe. It's not fake news. It's the genuine, it's the real deal. And so here is what it says next. It is not only profitable, and you could put that phrase in here every time you see the word for. So it's profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for reproof. It is profitable for correction. It is profitable for instruction in righteousness. Okay, those are four areas that the Word of God is profitable. It is profitable for knowing what to believe and why you believe it. If you drop down into chapter 4, it says this, I charge you therefore, this is in verse number 1, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the Word. Preach the Word. And so that's what we do at Merit Assembly of God. We look at the blessing, or at the Word of God, as a God-breathed blessing. So if God's Word forbids me from doing something, we don't look at that as something bad. We look at that as something good. So one of our Sunday school teachers years ago said, as Christians, we should embrace God saying no just as jubilantly as we do when he says yes. He's our doorkeeper. He's our provider. And so it's not only profitable for knowing what to believe, but it is profitable for reproof. Okay? You and I need to be able to substantiate the things that we say. That's why we have the Wednesday night service that we do. We have strategically emphasized the Word of God and making disciples grounded in the Word, who know the Word, who live the Word, and can teach and preach the Word. We want to make disciples who will make disciples who will make disciples. And so in order for that to take place, there's reproof that comes in there. The Word of God. Listen, when it comes to tithing, there's a lot of people that don't agree with my position on tithing. But here's what God said to the nation of Israel in Malachi: test me in this, prove me, see if it's true. And I can tell you that I haven't found a better system in place. The government surely doesn't treat me as well as God does. And God takes care of me in good economic times, bad economic times. He stays on the throne in each of those cases. And so You need to be able to give an account for what you believe. And the scripture of God can help you do that. A man with experience is never at the mercy of the man with an argument. And so people want to argue anecdotes and things like that. I'm just going to stick with the Word of God. Okay, here's profitable area number three, for correction. For correction. So I have this saying, and it is this. I don't know how God speaks to other people, but he speaks to me in a manner of a heavenly father who is looking to make me the best man of God that I could be. And that means there's a lot of correction that goes on. Sometimes they're big deals. Sometimes they're little bitty things. I can tell you that I like, this is just from a practical illustration. I like to play golf. I've got a pretty simple golf swing. But if I went to take lessons, there would be some correction in my golf swing that the golf instructor would be telling me to make in my swing, not because he's mad at me, not because he wants to mess my swing up, but he wants to make my swing better. They wouldn't be huge things, but they would be little bitty adjustments. But I don't golf that much to be able to go and do those. God is truly concerned about making sure that we're alive spiritually, but he also speaks to us about correcting the words that we speak, the thoughts that we think, the intentions we have in our heart. He corrects us in both big and small areas of our life, and we shouldn't run from that. We should embrace it. Okay? Correction doesn't mean that he hates us. He disciplines us because he loves us. So the last four is for instruction in righteousness. For instruction in righteousness. Too many people are out there trying to create their own standard of righteousness. And here's what I will tell you. Whenever you create your own standard of righteousness, it's going to be more convenient for you, but it will be less effective than what God's standard of righteousness is. Okay? Instruction means that there needs to be some teaching that goes on. I've actually done a study from the Word of God about the things that God wants to teach us. And the things that, when I was in school, there were prerequisites and then there were electives. A lot of people choose their entire spiritual journey to be all about taking the electives. God is very interested in showing us the required aspects of walking with him, being instructed in righteousness. Because right standing with him is so very, very important. So, what happens when God breathes? The word comes alive. It's already alive. It's spiritual gold. It's a treasure. And as you've got that treasure there, you need to realize that it is a gift from God that he breathed upon you. So it's been several years since my mother passed away. And every once in a while, there's a video that pops up on my social media. And I get to hear my mother's voice. And I can tell you that when that happens, the picture is great, But hearing her voice is even more precious. What she has to say. How she reacted on that day when we literally surprised her like she had never been surprised before. Let me close out the week here with one more thing. The Word of God is not only a great topic to study, but if we also recognize it as God's love letter to us, that it'll change the way that you look at it. It's not just a biblical course to follow. Okay, there's a verse in Job, and I always found it funny. Job was going through a serious crisis, and his health was compromised, his finances were compromised, his family had experienced great loss, and his comforters, who had turned into his confronters, were saying something to him, and he said, "Look, even my breath is offensive to my wife. And my wife hates it when I say that, but it's right there in the Word of God." Well, I want you to know that when God breathes on you, he never has halitosis. He never has bad breath. He's never breathing on his children in a punitive manner. He's breathing on us in a compassionate manner. And so just to sit there and look, my wife and I, over the past several months, we've been going through a lot of items that we had put in storage totes for a certain event that never took place. We were looking to move, and that never took place. And so we decided we were going to go through and we had find the things that we wanted to keep and the things that we didn't need to keep, things that we needed, things that we no longer needed and we could give away. And so we've given away a lot of things. We've thrown away a lot of things, but there are also a lot of other things that as I was going through those totes, it was like, oh, I remember this. My wife was going through some baby clothes, and she leaned to me and she said, "Do you know I can remember the story behind almost every one of these outfits?" The Word of God reminds us that it is quick, it's powerful, it's able to impact us internally, it's able to divide asunder between soul and spirit. The Word of God is a love gift from God, and I pray that you will fall in love with His gift. You have a great weekend. We'll see you at church on Sunday or back here on Monday on the Refresh
Radio
Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."